In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
And Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
He's not there?
No, he's not here today.
I thought he was still going to be on.
No, he's not here today. He's not here.
I thought tomorrow.
You don't read your texts?
I thought they said Charlamagne's not going to be here tomorrow, so I guess that was yesterday.
That was yesterday. You just got the text this morning?
Yes, I thought it meant tomorrow.
No, it's today. Charlamagne is not here today.
Yo.
It's too late now. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
It's Monday! Back to the work week. How was your weekend?
It was fine. I had to get a root canal on Friday, so that wasn't fun at all. So that was part one of the root canal. I got to go back this week. Mm-hmm. But shout out to my dentist, Dr. Gary Yee.
Your pops don't play when it comes to that root canal either.
That's my uncle.
Oh, I said your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, your uncle doesn't play. Your dad be in there too? Your dad's there too?
Yes, he's so annoying.
I love your dad. Shout out to Papa Yee.
So I had to start that. So that wasn't fun. Then I went to go see Donnell Rawlings on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Saturday. I went Friday.
Yeah, they told me you were there the day before. Mm-hmm. Shaggy was there also.
Oh, Shaggy?
When I went.
Cool.
He told me that he's trying to get his car here for your car show.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it in. He's trying to get it here from Jamaica, so that'd be dope. He has a G Cabriolet. They only make very few. It's a convertible G Wagon. They don't have it here. They only made it in Europe, so hopefully he can get that over here.
I said, is Envy going to pay to ship it here? He's like, oh, I have money.
Shaggy has a lot of money.
I know.
Shaggy has a lot of money.
And then yesterday I was sick all day. So I took some Theraflu, so I'm finally feeling a little better. But I was in the house. I had the chills. Yeah, I don't know how I got sick. But.
Okay. Well, Friday I did go see Donnell Rawlings. Shout out to Donnell. I brought my daughter with me, which wasn't a great idea. Because it's so many rude and nasty jokes that you don't really expect it you're there with your daughter.
You don't know Donnell?
I know, but it's just... I don't know, but when you're with your daughter, it just feels a little different. And Donnell didn't hold anything back. He kept going, and I was like, all right, Donnell. And it got to the point, he was like, Envy, can you stop looking at me? I'm like, man, your jokes are crazy. So that was Friday. Saturday, I went to Great Adventure. I took the whole family to Great Adventure. Mm-hmm. We had a great time. Shout out to everybody out in
Six
Great Adventure.
I didn't even know it was open already.
Yeah, it's open
it's
now.
It's like freezing here in New York.
It wasn't that bad Saturday. It was very, very nice. The weather was great. We had a very, 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 very good time. Went on all the rides. They have a bunch of new rides if you ever around Six Flags Great Adventure. And then Sunday was Mother's Day. So I just, I woke up early, kids in Pampers, threw on sweatsuits, drove to Queens to my mama's house. I stopped and got McDonald's and surprised her. And
You surprised her with McDonald's?
Yeah, it was just breakfast. It was just the thought. But you know what she was really excited about? I stole your idea. What did you say you was going to get your mom?
A trip?
No. You said you wanted to take your mom to, on Broadway to see The Temptations.
Oh, yeah.
I got that for my mom. My mom was so excited. She was like, oh, my God. I said, when she opened the envelope, I said, what else is in that envelope? She was so excited. Oh, my gosh. I wanted this. I was going to ask, but I didn't want
to
ask.
Ain't too proud to beg, baby.
I said, what the hell is in that envelope? I had to ask my wife, like, what did you put in that envelope? But she was all excited about
That's nice. So see, things like that are really exciting. And when that Tina Turner play comes to Broadway, you got to take, I'm taking my mom to that. That's going to be really amazing.
Them Broadway tickets are expensive, by the way.
You were like, no, not a trip. Because my present to my mom, I was so sick yesterday, but she had to work anyway. So we are going to Bermuda for a few days.
Nice, nice, nice. And today, Stop the Music, is a very special day.
It's your birthday?
No.
It's a bad bitch birthday.
It's not a bad, hold on, let me see. Let me. You ain't got enough time. Today is my wedding anniversary.
Woo!
I've been married 18 years today.
Damn.
18 years. I've been with Gia since I was 15 years old.
Man.
18 years.
You know she loves you because you looked crazy back then.
I thought you were going to say, I know she loves you because, you know, but yes, she does love me because I did look crazy back then. I was DJ Shrimp. I was 5'2". I had glasses. I had buck teeth. I had braces.
You had them little tight pink shorts on with the knee socks.
I'll never show you a picture ever again. I show you this picture. My mom, I think, show you this picture, all right? It was back in the day, all right? I had the Jamaican shirt on. You know the Jamaican shirt with all the holes in on the mesh shirt? But it didn't go all the way down. It stopped at my belly button.
It was a belly shirt.
Why my mom would put me in that? Why my dad would allow that? I don't know. Then I had these short shorts. Why my mom and dad would allow that?
It's a full pink outfit with some knee socks.
Then high socks. It wasn't knee socks. All right. They were knee socks.
Shin socks.
And some Converse. I look crazy.
Crazy.
I look crazy. He was like, he asked my mom, can I have that picture?
I need that.
No.
All right. It's a good throwback Thursday.
No, that picture's never coming out. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. A-Rod will be joining us this morning. Alex Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kick it with A-Rod. He has the Ozfest coming up. We're going to talk to him about what's going on with him, his relationship with J-Lo, all that. So we're going to kick it with A-Rod and more. We got front page news. What are we talking about?
Yes, the trial starts today for Officer Pantaleo. He's the one who choked Eric Garner back in 2014.
Okay, we'll get into that and let's go. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Last night, the Trail Blazers beat the Nuggets, sent the Nuggets home 196, and the Raptors beat Philadelphia 92-90. The Raptors won the series 4-3. Michael Rubin,
I actually feel really bad.
I mean, when I say that shot, it was something out of a... It looked like just a play. Like, it was just a perfect shot. It bounced once, bounced twice, bounced three times, four times, falls in, and 76
Man,
is
terrible.
Home.
After they beat our Nets, I was hoping that, for Michael Rubin's sake, the 76ers would make it all the way.
Yeah, well...
Especially because he was posting those signs that he was holding up, like, from his mom. Like, all she wants for Mother's Day is for the 76ers to win.
That didn't happen. Well, Michael Rubin is free now, so if you're free, bro, you can come up to the Breakfast Club and talk about it. You know, you have nothing else to do now.
That's
awful.
Just
you want to come up here. You know, we can still talk.
It wouldn't be so bad if his mom didn't have that sign on Mother's Day.
What else are you talking about?
Eric Garner. Now let's talk about what's happening today. The officer Daniel Pantaleo, goes on trial today to see if he is wrong for using a chokehold, because the police commissioner had banned chokeholds back in 1993. He's saying he didn't use an actual chokehold while arresting Eric Garner for...
He didn't use a chokehold. Nobody seen the video?
I guess he's trying to say it was a different type of, I don't know, some other kind of...
Chokehold?
Yeah, different chokehold.
Yeah, right.
So he could be terminated, or it could be nothing happens to him. So we will see, because that starts today. Now let's talk about Malia Davis. This is such a sad story. They are saying now, and you know this story, right, about the young 4-year-old girl. She went missing.
In Houston, right?
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to figure out what happened to her body. And... if she's even still alive. Well, Darion Vance, 26, was arrested over the weekend. On Saturday, he was booked on suspicion of tampering with evidence, which that evidence is a human corpse, according to police.
Oh, boy.
They have not provided information on whether or not she's believed to be alive yet or not. But they have all kinds of information now, according to investigators. Now, what Darion Vance is saying, his story is this. He said that he had Malia and his toddler son with him, and he was driving to the airport to pick up Malia's mom on May 4th. At some point, he said he pulled over because he thought that there was some type of flat tire. When he stopped, according to his report, he said several men in a pickup truck pulled up next to him, knocked him out, abducted him, Malia, and their son. He said he woke up a day later. The boy was there, but the young girl was gone. According to the Houston police, this is what his story is.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he said he walked to a nearby hospital where he got medical attention. Now, they do have surveillance footage that shows the car that he was driving, that he says was stolen when he got abducted. He was getting dropped off at the hospital in that same vehicle.
So he didn't. The car didn't get stolen.
Yeah, the car definitely wasn't stolen. They also discovered a blue laundry basket along with a gas can that they're saying is probable cause in his arrest as well. And they also have video footage, surveillance footage from the apartment next door to his, where they said he was seen leaving the apartment with a large blue laundry basket with a black trash bag inside.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's when he came back with cleaning supplies, which included bleach. And then they did take you know how they had that light where you can see if there was any blood?
Right.
Even though somebody tried to clean it up with bleach, and they did see blood and DNA taken from her toothbrush.
My goodness.
Blood evidence as well. So looking very fishy for him. So he is in jail.
My goodness. All right. Well, see, people like that, I always feel should get the death penalty. There's no way you should kill a kid and just be able to get life, or 15 to life.
Now, this is all still, hasn't been. He's still arrested.
If he is guilty.
We don't want to say that he is guilty yet, but it's looking not good at all and really sad for the family.
If he is guilty. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend. Maybe you had a bad Mother's Day. Or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Bruce Lee, baby, from Raleigh. What's up?
Bruce Lee?
Bruce
is that
Lee,
really your
up?
Name?
Oh, man, what's up with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
What's
Bruce
up, brother?
Lee, you sound amazing.
Hey, I'm living a dream, y'all. I haven't seen my kids in 600 days, right?
You're living the dream.
That's almost two
that
years,
That doesn't
guys.
Sound like living a dream to me.
Yo, I haven't seen him in 600 years.
Years?
Whoa.
Damn.
That's definitely not Bruce
Lee.
Look,
check it out. I've been praying for this woman. And last week, I heard a knock at the door. I said, who is that? It was my two beautiful babies right on my doorstep. With no lawyers, with no fighting, with none of that. I just gave it to God, and I remained patient, and I was the class act. So to all the fellas that's going through this, you be the class act. You be the head, and that woman will follow suit, and I'm living proof.
Well, I'm glad you got to see your kids,
bro. I'm so happy that worked out for you. I'm sorry that it took 600 days, but happy that you were patient.
Hey, yo, Envy, I just want to say, brother, I love you to death, brother. You make me feel like Alpha Queens. You feel me?
Okay, I don't know how, but yeah, I appreciate you, bro.
But, man, I just love y'all listening to y'all every single morning, man. So just keep doing what you're doing, and one love, man.
All right, love back to you, brother.
You over here representing Queens.
Hello.
Bruce Lee.
Hello, who's this?
Hi. This is Pamela. Good morning.
Good morning. Get it off your chest.
I just wanted to encourage everybody to keep going. If it's something you want to do in life, keep trying. Wake up every morning with a positive attitude and be grateful for everything. I just got married to somebody I've been loving for 15 years.
Woo! Congratulations.
28. Thank you.
And congrats, Mama.
He's been great. He's been doing his part as a husband, and, you know, I couldn't ask for more. So, everybody, just keep your head up. Keep it going, because it gets better.
All right, 15 years, and y'all just got married. That's amazing.
That is
congratulations
great.
To you guys.
Sade.
Hi. I'm so happy I got through.
What's up, Sade?
Nothing. I had a question and an idea for Angela Yee.
Talk to me. I'm a salesperson. Talk to me. Go ahead.
I'm going to talk to you. I went onto the website to buy the juices, and for six juices, $60 is like a lot for me. So I was thinking, were you guys working to get the juices into like local grocery stores or anything so that maybe the price could be cheaper?
Yes, we are. And we also have a lot of deals. So a lot of times, I know for the first 2 months, it was already 15% off. And then we did a special for Mother's Day where they were like $6.50 each. So we do special deals, but, you know, it is comparable to all the other pressed juices that are out there because they're organic and it's all natural. So, unfortunately, it's not cheap for us to even make it. So if we sold it for much less, we wouldn't make any money.
The company just started, right. But if you want it in your local store, you should hit your local store and tell them exactly what you want. Tell the manager, tell the coworkers, tell the clerks, tell all of them and tell them to order the juice.
Yeah, we do have it in some local stores and we're working on getting it in more. And the other problem we're working on is trying to figure out the, you know, getting deliveries easier.
Right, and that makes sense. And I knew your price is probably high because of the process of making it and shipping it and everything. So I also had another idea.
Okay.
Stay close to a military base, and what if y'all could, like, get a contract with the military to get the juices into all the military installations? I think that would be a good idea.
You go, Sade.
Okay, look at you with the ideas. Thank you, Sade. I appreciate that.
All right, thank y'all for answering.
All right, Mama.
That's cute. I love that she's concerned and wanting to help out with the business.
I mean, that's what we need to do. We need to support and help each other. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Teresa, good morning.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning,
get
Teresa.
It off your chest.
No, I just wanted to express some positivity because me and you, Envy, we shared the same anniversary. I've been with my husband for 6 years today.
Oh, congratulations. I've been with my wife 18 years.
God since, bless you.
Since I was 15.
She laughed and said, God bless you. It's
God
a journey.
Bless her. She stuck by my crazy ass. I look like a buffoon. Glasses,
How
braces.
Have your first 6 years been, Teresa?
Been pretty good. I had a bad relationship before, so I found a king now, so.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. It's not easy. We got to continue to work on it, right?
Yeah. But my husband, McAdoo, is, you know, he's been a blessing to me these 6 years, so.
Where's he at now?
He's away right now, but he'll be home.
Uh-oh. Okay. Uh-oh. What does away mean?
Like I said, I'm just going to keep it like
okay,
that. He's away
right.
right now, but he'll be home real soon.
I hope nobody blowing out his candle for your anniversary.
Cut it out, Envy.
I'm sorry.
Cut it out.
All right.
Damn, what happened to the positivity?
I'm sorry. Rashad.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I was just calling to say, you know, good morning to you, DJ Envy, Angela Lee.
Good morning.
And Charlamagne. Either way, I love all three of y'all. All three of y'all give me inspiration in different ways. And I just wanted to call and say, whatever happened to shoot your shot?
Wow, who you want to shoot your shot with, bro?
No, I don't want to shoot my shot with anybody. I just love hearing.
Well, let me hear you shoot your shot at DJ Envy.
Hey.
Nah, I'm okay on that.
Oh, good. That's how he likes it. You act not interested, and then
my goodness. You have a good one, bro.
All right, thank you. You guys have a good one, too.
Shoot your shot with
DMs.
Me. Hello, who's this?
Shay.
Hey, Shay, get it off your chest.
Hey, Shay, butter baby.
Hi. I just want to say thank you so much to my baby's dad. I really, really enjoyed my Mother's Day. He took over everything I usually do. He did it. He even cooked, changed diapers. He did everything. So I love you, baby.
Where are you from, Maryland?
Nope, I'm from Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. So did y'all make another baby, you think?
Oh, probably.
Nice.
All right now.
Okay, mama. Have a good one.
All right. You...
Hello, who's this?
Why you hung up on her? Thinking her baby daddy.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Hi!
Hey, who's this?
Uh-oh.
I love you guys!
We love you back.
We love you too!
How you guys doing?
We're good. Get it off your chest, mama.
All right. This is Cherry. I was just listening to you guys about the little girl. I don't think that guy, even if he's guilty... I don't think he should get the death penalty. He should just go to jail and get beat up, because I don't understand how come a stepfather will do something like that to a little girl like that. This is crazy. This is the type of world that we are living in today.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's so sad.
Yeah,
and when you see
sad.
When you see the mother, oh my God, imagine. I can't even think what that must feel like.
Mm-mm-mm.
He should get life in prison, and then they should beat him up every single day.
I'm with you.
Until he dies.
Okay.
All right.
Let him suffer.
Thank you, Mama. Mike, what's up, Mike?
Yes,
get it off your chest,
doing?
Bro.
All right. I just need y'all support, man. I know it's early, but I need y'all support. I got a hip-hop Black History CD that's out for the kids for elementary school. I know I gave it to y'all, but I need y'all to listen to it and just give me some support. You know, just on Instagram. Share something or whatever, just to let the kids know it's out there. I start teaching it in schools, in at least one school, next school semester for elementary kids.
Okay, that's dope.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear some of it.
Okay, well, I'll give you just a piece of it from the main song called Black on Black. All right?
Go.
I see why you fear me, black man born filthy, educated and fear free. I understand your envy, black boots, black hat, black gun too. Black man with a black plan, if I seen y'all, I run too. Don't know what y'all gonna do, begging cops, please don't shoot. We shall overcome, well, that song too. I'm ready to take action, they killing us with a passion. Go to court, walk free, then act like nothing happened. I do not hate the police, I will police the police, but to some we are a beast, killing us dead in the streets, killing our kids while we sleep. Give me the head of the chief, y'all concealing the hate, making America great. When was America great? Showing us a month and a date, when we was the ones working up under the sun, working up under the gun. They burned us alive, then you was raping our wives, really considered a crime, beating our kids, ripping their flesh from
okay,
their
okay, we just wanted to snip it.
All right. Let me ask you a question, sir.
Is it for kids?
Yes, sir.
What age are the kids that you're teaching?
Kids?
Right.
Hopefully not three or four or five.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not kids, Bob.
There's nine songs that are about Sojourner Truth, Bessie Coleman, and stuff like that. That song was made simply to push it for radio and stuff like that. The nine songs on there are complete bios for the kids. That's like a bonus track that's not even... presented to the kids.
All right, well, we got a DJ right here, DJ Envy. What'd you think?
Oh, yeah. Word. Good luck, bro.
Hey, but it's in your bag. I gave you the goodie bag. It's in your bag. Check it
out. There we go.
All right, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. I like the positivity behind his message.
There you go. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. And don't forget, Alex Rodriguez will be joining us next hour, and also his partner, Carlos Watson. So we'll talk to them about the new Ozzy Fest they have going on, his relationship with J-Lo.
Wait, are they partners, or are they just coming up here to talk about the Ozzy Fest?
They are partners in this Ozzy Fest.
Oh, okay. I thought he was just hosting it.
No, they're partners. I think he owns that, right? Yeah, they're partners.
Okay. Didn't know they were partners in it.
And we got rumors coming up?
Yes. So you want to hear good news or bad news first?
Bad news.
Okay, we'll be talking about NBA YoungBoy. We'll be talking about Just Hilarious, and yeah.
Okay.
Some really unfortunate things that happened over the weekend.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot,
and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk NBA Youngboy.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, there were reports of a shooting that went down in Miami, and now apparently it all started outside the Trump Beach Resort, which is near Miami. They said at least one person was killed. Mm. According to reports, there were shots on Sunday near that hotel where NBA Youngboy and his entourage were later identified. They said they were on the scene. Now, we don't know exactly how it went down, but there is a news report from WPLG ABC 10, a local news station, that says that NBA Youngboy and T Grizzly's entourage were involved in the shootout.
We've learned that a man was shot and killed inside of a vehicle. That is where we are at right now. This is inside of a strip mall. Witnesses tell us that this all began outside of the Trump International Beach Resort, that there was some sort of altercation that took place between two rappers who were actually set to perform at the Rolling Loud Festival this evening. We've learned the altercation was between the entourages of NBA Youngboy and T Grizzly.
Now, they are saying that one young lady, Kay Marie, was injured with a gunshot wound. I guess she was with NBA Youngboy. And they are also saying that NBA Youngboy security did end up killing the person who shot at them.
So two people died?
No. One person was shot and one person died, okay, is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So none of these things have been confirmed yet. I'm just looking at everybody talking about it, different reports that are coming out right now. We will keep you updated. I don't want to give any false information, so I'm just giving you what we're hearing so far.
I hope not, man. Them two young brothers have a long future ahead of them, and to beef and to be shooting in the middle at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Miami with everybody around, like, it does not make any sense. And the poor innocent bystander just at work minding his business and he gets killed. You know, it's so freaking sad.
Now, we don't know who the person is that got killed.
Oh, we don't know.
Some reports are saying the person shot at him and then his security shot them. Some people are saying it was an innocent bystander. I don't know exactly because there's so many different stories out and none of this is confirmed.
Okay.
Okay, so Lil Wayne, speaking of Rolling Loud, actually ended up canceling his set.
Why?
Well, he said, to all my fans who came to see me at Rolling Loud, I'm sorry, but I won't be performing. The festival police, not Rolling Loud, made it mandatory that I had to be policed and checked to get on the stadium grounds. I do not and will not ever settle for being policed to do my job and give you guys a great show. I will be at Story tonight for the after party, and you can catch me on tour with my bros, Blink 182, this summer.
And I get it. In a lot of venues, when celebrities and artists walk through to perform, they require you get pat down and searched, and Lil Wayne is that type of person. If he goes into a venue to do his job, he doesn't want to get patted down and searched, and I understand completely.
But if they're searching everyone, can they make exceptions?
Let me ask you a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think if Beyonce was at Rolling Loud, they would have searched her?
Yes.
No way. They would have never searched Beyonce. You think if Jay-Z was walking through Rolling Loud, they would have searched him? He feels the same way. He feels like, I'm a legend. I'm coming here to do my job. I shouldn't get patted down and searched.
I just think it has to be across the board. If you're searching everyone, that means you have to search everyone and give people a heads up before they get there so they know what's going to happen. These are the policies. There's been a lot of things happening at these major festivals. So as a result, we do have to search everybody, and the police are doing it, and there's nothing we could do about it.
I remember the same thing happened.
Because he said it's not Rolling Loud that's making him do it. It's the festival police.
Right. And I remember that happened a couple of years ago in Boston. Lil Wayne was supposed to perform in Boston. They wanted him to go through security. He was like, no, I'm not going through security. I'm coming here to perform, and then I'll leave. And I get what he's saying. Like, there's no way if Beyonce was performing, they would pat down Beyonce or make Beyonce go through security. So he feels like, I'm here. I'm a headliner. I'm coming to do my job. No, you ain't pat me down.
Well, maybe that's what happened with Raz B, because he's decided not to be on this Millennium Tour
anymore.
Raz B
can't do that.
Oh, so Raz B has to get searched?
Yeah, Raz B can't do that.
Oh, that's a shame.
He's not of that stature.
Well, he's leaving. We don't know if it's going to be permanent. He's taking a break, but here's what he said.
We'll see after I finish this treatment how that goes. Really do like my therapy. It's a pretty good recommendation. To get Raz B well, to get back on stage. I don't know if I even wanna get back on stage. I mean, it's all about love and appreciation. I really don't like how I've been treated, so, because when it's all said and done, taking bread out of my pocket, and I put the together. So, I got a lot to think about.
See, this is a tough one, right? Mm. And the reason it's a tough one is because I really wanna be like, who cares? Like, y'all B2K, y'all haven't had a record out in a long time.
They can't be. You know, everybody's been going to these shows.
But get on tour and go make your money. Exactly. Get on that road, make your money, feed your family. People get too sensitive. Like, oh, I don't know. I don't know how people treat me.
Well, if he's having mental health issues, because they posted to our fans, Raz B has made the brave decision to take some time off to focus on his health and well-being and will not be performing at the Florida dates of the Millennium Tour. We send our love and full support to our brother as he embarks on this self-care journey.
Yeah, well, I don't like y'all. I come to work every day.
Well, we didn't tell you to.
No, yeah, I know, but I got to feed my family. But I don't like y'all.
It's not a matter of liking some. We don't know what's going on in his own personal life. Clearly, there's some issues that he's having. Mm-hmm. And if his mental well-being is more important than him making some money, then so be it, right?
Okay.
Right?
Right.
No amount of money can, when you had to take some time off for your mental health well-being. Did you take time off?
No, I didn't take no damn time off,
you
man.
You should have.
I dealt with it up here. I was up here in the corner crying.
I would have definitely recommended you stay home.
Well, it's too late now.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about Porzingis. There was an altercation with him, too.
Yeah,
that left him
about
bloodied.
That. All right. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Start off with sports. All right. Friday night, the Warriors eliminated the Rockets 118-113. Yesterday, the Trailblazers beat the Nuggets 196, and also the Raptors beat Philadelphia 92-90. All right, Kawhi Leonard hit the buzzer beater last night. It was an amazing game, hard. I mean, Joel Embiid, when I say he was crying.
Damn.
Tearing. Like, you would think he lost a family member. It was that bad. Like, but I get it.
You got to look at it like, well, now we get to go on vacation.
Nah, but, you know, next year they'll get back. I mean, they thought they had it. They should have had it.
They were so close, too.
Things happen.
That's what really hurts. It's the last one. Yeah. It's super close. It could have went either way.
Yeah. What else we got?
Porzingis, since we're talking about basketball, was involved in a bloody altercation. Now, Envy, you know why this went down.
Yeah, they said that he got into a fight because he was back in his home country, and they were mad that he wasn't playing for the New York Knicks anymore. The guys were Knicks fans and didn't like Dallas, and they beat him up. That's what I heard.
Yeah, he was all bloody. He got jumped and assaulted. I don't understand that. They said he got beat up by several Russians.
All because he doesn't play for the Knicks anymore. That's what they said. They said they were Knicks fans and was mad.
That's so crazy.
That he don't play for the Knicks
anymore.
I kind
of feel like you sent the goons.
No, definitely. He was all bleeding, face all bloody. It was crazy.
All right, now let's talk about Eric Garner. You know, he died back in 2014, and now the officer that killed him, Daniel Pantaleo, is going on trial. That trial does start today. Mm-hmm. His conduct was reviewed by the Civil Complaint Review Board. They actually look at allegations of police misconduct. They want him removed from the police force. Now, he's facing charges of reckless use of a chokehold and intentional restriction of breathing. But his attorney is saying he didn't use a chokehold. He used a different technique that's known as a seatbelt.
No, that was a chokehold. We all seen it. We all seen the video. We all seen the pictures. That was definitely a chokehold.
So that is his defense, that he did not use the actual chokehold. But come on, the man couldn't breathe. So whatever you were doing.
And he said it 17 times, I can't breathe, and you continue to choke him. And this guy has been on the force for 5 years since this happened, and I feel bad for the family, knowing that this guy is still working, still getting a check.
For the past 5 years.
That's crazy.
Still been working. So the trial has been long awaited. You know, the family did get a settlement, but they want him to lose his job, of course, mm-hmm. at least. Because there's nothing criminal that they can do. They're not bringing criminal charges against him, but the least they can do is make sure that he does lose his job. I mean, he did kill someone.
Absolutely.
That could have easily been prevented.
Right.
All right, and there's another new report that shows that penis extensions don't work.
What you mean?
Oh, Dan, you got upset.
No, I'm just asking a question.
They're saying it can be very risky as well. They did a whole entire study that was published in the Sexual Medicine Reviews Journal, and they actually looked at about almost 1,200 men in 17 different studies, and they had different surgical and non-surgical procedures to enhance their penis size, and they said those procedures were not effective and often resulted in complications. So just make sure if you're thinking about trying to get this surgery, just know that it can go left, and I don't mean your penis.
He's stupid. Now, not that I would need it. I mean, I'm far from needing it.
Go ahead, ask whatever you want to ask.
But I mean, if women could get breast enhancements and ass enhancements, why can't penis enhancements work? I don't understand. Why can't they put a little extension? I'm just asking. They can't put an extra inch or two or three?
Well, I think that one is
porn
a lot
stars
more.
Do it all the time. When you see them porn videos and them dudes got them big schlagens, those are not real.
If you thought that there were a lot of things that could go wrong, though, would you want to do it? Imagine, like, sometimes people get breast implants and they lose sensation. Would you want to lose sensation in your penis?
I'll tell you this much. There's a lot of guys that's extremely small out there. Like, our camera guy was telling us he has a problem with that. But if I was extremely small, I would do it.
So you wouldn't care about losing feeling?
If I had a 1-inch penis, yes, I would. Like, our camera guys, he talks about it all the time. He has a 1-inch. And just imagine, like, yes, I would want to extend it to 6,
but
7,
imagine
8.
You couldn't feel anything after that happened. Would you be okay with
that? You can't feel nothing with 1-inch. Where are you going to put it?
How do you know?
I don't know.
You know too much, Envy. That is your front page news.
All right. Well, when we come back, ex-New York Yankee Alex...
That was private.
Alex Rodriguez will be joining us. Of course, he has Ozzy Fest coming up, which is a huge concert that he has going on.
A festival.
Yes, his partner Carlos Watson will be joining him as well. We'll talk to A-Rod about all that, J-Lo, and more, so keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building this morning. We have Alex Rodriguez and Carlos Watson. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's happening?
All right. Well, you're here to promote Ozzy Fest. Now, what is Ozzy Fest? When I first heard Ozzy Fest, I was thinking of Ozzy Osbourne. I was like, Ozzy Osbourne is doing a festival? Now, what is Ozzy Fest?
You know, it is, I think it's the coolest festival out there. It's a little bit of a music festival. So you got John Legend, you got Miguel, you got Arizona, you got Jazzy. Mm-hmm. It's also kind of an ideas festival. You got big thinkers, you got Trevor Noah, mm-hmm. you got Mark Cuban. It's a beautiful thing in Central Park, July 20th and 21st.
And A-Rod is hosting alongside yourself, Carlos.
Yeah, you know, I did it last year, and I'm working with my office, and I had a talk in... You're looking at Google Map and it's taking you to Central Park, and you're thinking, oh, it must be around Central Park.
Right.
It was in the heart, in the center of Central Park, and there was 25,000 people having a great time, listening to music, listening to talks, getting inspired. And I said, man, this brother's got something really special. And it found we had a lot in common because we come from Miami. And all of a sudden, I said, how can I be involved with this? This is the coolest thing I've ever seen mm-hmm. in Central Park, to have this type of vibe, block party energy. The only park I know in New York City that's really, really cool is Yankee Stadium.
Right.
And this
right,
is like the second thing. So right. I'm like, I can't be a Yankee because I can't play anymore, even though I'm wearing my pinstripes. But I said, Ozzy Fest is awesome, and Carlos and I are just doing this and really just bringing a lot of heat, a lot of energy. We're going to have 100,000 people in 2 days. That's two Yankee Stadium people. Two.
Mm-hmm. How did y'all meet? How was that introduction?
I was one of the guest speakers last year at Aussie Fest, and Carlos interviewed me, and we had this great vibe from the get-go. And, you know, for me, I grew up in my neighborhood. You either have to hit yourself out of the neighborhood or you go into drugs. Right. And that's what I came up watching. And I just said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, so I better hit some home runs.
Okay.
And when I see Carlo, the guy that is Harvard educated, Stanford educated, and has a McKinsey background, immediately, I didn't grow up with role models like Carlos. Mm-hmm. So I said, boy, we are a great combination because I'm a guy that hits home runs. He hits home runs in the business. And together we can really go out and generate a lot of interest, but really inspire the next generation. One of the first things that I told Carlos, I said, look, Carlos, I love the idea, but this can't be about the 1%. We have to take care of the 99%.
Right.
If what's the social? Can we have students come in? And the bottom line, Carlos didn't hesitate. He says, a quarter of the tickets will be nonprofit for young kids, the next generation. I said, I'm all in.
That's a great idea because some of these festivals are so expensive. They're very elite.
Mm. Yeah, one of the nice things that Will.i.am said to me, he said he did it the first year, and somebody asked him, he said, why are you coming to this new thing? You know, nobody's done it yet. Nobody's heard of it. It's the first time. He said, because it's like TED for the people. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's important to me that when you have people like Malcolm Gladwell, when you have people like Stacey Abrams, when you have people like Issa Rae, that all kinds of people can get a chance to hear from them, laugh with them, enjoy them, hear the music. So that's what we're trying to do, and it's in Central Park, and it's during the summer. And so, yeah, I hope people will think about it a little bit and come enjoy it.
Now, you see a lot of people getting Harvard degrees online, though. I saw a lot of people have been getting some type of Harvard degree. Did you see
this
that?
Is the real deal.
She's testing you. She's like, hey, did you really get a degree?
You know, you ain't got one of those, right?
You know what? That's hilarious. Check it on me.
Now, this is the real deal. Aussie Fest and Carlos, the real deal.
did they text you your degree?
You know what? I took it any way I could get it. It's funny. When I was graduating, my mom wanted to throw a graduation party for me. I said, don't want to do it. She said, it's not for you, it's for me. She said, anyone who saw your first 10 years would not have bet on your last 10 years except for a mother. She said, only a mother would stick by you through it all.
Now, for artists like, let's say, Jennifer Lopez, you all want her to perform.
What made you pick that name?
Who calls that artist? do you say, Alex, I need
you to, can't ask for any more favors.
I need you to, just favor one time. Are you asking for a cheaper rate?
Yeah. I'm going to have to deal with Benny on that. That's going to be a long conversation.
Talk to my manager.
No. You know what's funny about that is, Jennifer is not only a big, big fan and friends with Carlos, but she loves the idea of Aussie Fest. Mm-hmm. She loves that 20 to 25% of the students are going to be for free. Number one, she grew up with holes in her shoes in the Bronx, right? And she claims she's a great athlete and a great shortstop, but right, we got to believe her. But she loves the idea. Like Carlos said, New York City is the greatest city in the world. And my job, trying to come in and bring a little addition to Carlos and his mission and his vision, is reach out to the folks like, by the way, I'm going to hear from you, Puffy. I'm coming to get you, baby. And we need Ciroc. We need all the people to come in.
That's a threat right now. Because the way we're going to do it is we're going to say,
that's
wow,
right.
Puffy left the comment and J-Lo's coming.
A-Rob. That's a great teaser.
I'm coming to see you.
You up. You better pay up. You up.
Good radio. No, but my boy Puff, we need you. We need everybody to support us, to support the next generation and give back. And this is the best event. By the way, this will be Southwest by Southwest. Mm-hmm. In 5 years, you're going to look back and go, we all want to be a part of it. By the way, you guys will be hosting from Central Park with us. That's my prediction.
You guys should be.
Okay.
We were an ass.
You know what? Oh, right about now.
I guess that was the ass right there, Lee. I guess that was the ass. Now, let me ask you a question. We had J-Lo here a couple of weeks ago. And how did you guys meet? How did you meet J-Lo?
Yeah, great question. So we met years ago, and we came back, and I was just literally at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And actually, I was running out because I was getting a call from my boy Michael Strahan, and we just had a conference call. So I walked by. She saw me. I didn't see her. On the way back, I walked by. I run into Jamie Foxx. Jamie and I. Now, Jamie threw the party for me on the day I retired. Mm-hmm. So as I see Jamie, I said, Jamie, I had too much to drink that night, but I wanted to know, thank you for being a great host to my last party. And we kicked it to, late hours of the night. I had all my teammates there. And then I walk out. So I didn't see her. She didn't see me. I didn't see her. So as I walk out, she walks out. Now, I'm at the valet. They can't find my car. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there like an extra 15 minutes. Well, lucky me. that 15 minutes gave Jennifer and her partner, Elaine, an opportunity to come out. She just tapped me on the shoulder. And immediately I go, okay, someone tapped me on the shoulder. They either want an autograph or a picture. Mm-hmm. And I turned around. Now, she had her whole shades of blue look. So she had her curly hair. She had jeans, holes, big Timberland boots. For about 3 or 4 seconds, I just saw a beautiful gal, but I didn't realize it was Jennifer.
Right.
Because I'm used to having her all glammed
out.
She was
Jenny from the block.
Yeah. So she was Jenny from the block. So she just said, hey, it's Jennifer. And I said, oh, Jennifer, hi. Right. You look beautiful. What's up? And I just said, look, we should spend some time. I'm here with Fox. I'm doing my thing. And she said, yeah, you got my number.
Right.
I said, okay.
So. But you had her number already?
I had her number for something that someone gave me her number. So I can use her as a reference. Mm-hmm. So we had text like a year ago before that. Nothing right. on the serious note.
And it so was, is that a date when you're like, we should hang out? In your head, is that like, I'm asking her on a date? Or
know,
is it...
Next time you have her here, I say, it wasn't a date. She says, BS. You knew it was a date.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I said, I didn't think it was a date. I said, we were just kicking it. And she's Friday night at 9 o'clock at the Bel Air Hotel. That's a business meeting?
And you guys were alone, just the two of you. That's
she said
date.
It was a date.
That was a date.
You knew what you were doing.
But I had to hedge it. So it was all good.
You had to say that just in case she said no. You'd be like, no, I didn't want to date you. I just wanted a business. Just in case she said
you
no.
You got to protect the ego.
All right, we got more with Alex Rodriguez from the Yankees. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Carlos Watson and Alex Rodriguez from the New York Yankees. Now, how does it feel now, you know, because before you're A-Rod,
yeah.
Yankee superstar, and people love you. Mm-hmm. But now it's almost like, no disrespect, you're an accessory now. Because now, like, I watch you at the Met Gala.
You're right.
And you're an accessory. You're an expensive watch now. Does that hurt at all?
You have no idea. Actually, you're being very generous.
You're a nice
handbag. Let me tell you something. The anger of the photographer when I get in the way.
They're like, move.
No, they're like, I wish it was that. Like, get the hell out of the way.
Move out the way.
Honestly, I love it so much. You know, I've been in the front line wearing my pinstripes for so long that I just love someone that is so great, that has such an opportunity to have an impact. She's honestly the smartest woman I've ever met. She's an incredible communicator, an incredible mom. And I got to tell you, I get tired watching her, but I get inspired.
You know, as if you let me say it, I won't get too deep in your business, but it actually is beautiful to see them together.
You know, and I'm sure that you've been having a lot of fun with this hustler stuff because there's some new moves going on.
But let me tell you something. We went to strip clubs.
She told me.
No. She told me. I was out in L.A. She's in New York. She goes, baby, I'm going to a strip club. I said, whoa. I'll be there on Thursday. We can go Thursday and Friday. I mean, it's part of due diligence, right?
You gotta research.
I said, this is amazing.
We asked, well, did you let him get a dance? She was like, he didn't ask. That's a smart man. How was that experience taking him to a strip club?
You know, Jen is so incredible. I mean, it was just...
Envy is great. I haven't been Envy before. These are great questions. I like the way you do this.
I'm married. I've been married for 17 years.
But Envy's always in a strip club because he DJs in strip clubs.
But when I go by myself, I bring my wife with me, so I just don't get in trouble. But how was that experience?
It was just great. I mean, the fact that no matter what job she's doing, she actually just converts into that person, and she needed to... I mean, she read and read and read. I said, baby, stop reading. Just ask me. I got the info.
And
she started asking me real questions. They're like, what do they look for? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. And I almost knew too much, which was kind of scary. But anyways, we went down, and honestly, we sat down with girls, and we were just literally interrogating, asking them questions. And then we would hit them up with, you know, 4 or 5 G's and say, you know, I'm sorry, $400 or $500, $600. Says, you know, thanks for your time, and then we'll move on to the next. And just... You know, we weren't there for dance. We were literally there for work, and it was very helpful.
That's fun work.
Now, she also said that when it came to the ring, you did it all by yourself. Did you help Matt off?
You know what? He didn't need help on that, but that was a beautiful move, and he practiced that like he practiced everything else. Have you heard the story?
How do you practice that?
He had to practice his proposal.
How do you practice
that? I'll tell you why, because I wanted it to be in the perfect sunset. So we went down to the Bahamas, and... Early on, that's one of the first spots we went to was the Bahamas, and we had a walk on the beach. And she said two things that were incredible to me. I actually stopped and I said, "You got to say that again." She said, "One, I hadn't taken a walk on the beach in over 20 years, because obviously for privacy issues." And this was like a midnight. And then number two, she said, "This is the first vacation I've taken in about 7 years."
Wow.
I said, "Okay, no, those two things were gonna change." So deep down inside, I knew that if this moment ever came, I would come back to this beach and do something special. special. I had just that feeling. Mm-hmm. So about 2 years later, we're on that same beach, and I wanted the sunset to be perfect. And I came out the first 3 days, and I just wanted to rehearse. And I rehearsed, you know, going down in my knee mm-hmm. to Ashley. Now, Ashley is my assistant.
I could imagine somebody took that picture.
Right. Oh, my God, he's a cheater.
The back of Ashley's head. Yeah. And I know it's just, oh, my
God. And Ashley's a good-looking woman.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that could have been trouble.
It could have been class. Yeah. But go ahead.
And then, you know, time came up, and we had a nice little dinner out there. It wasn't, like, something crazy, and it was just old school, classic, like I like to do things. And I just, you know, went down to a knee, and I asked the question.
Were you nervous she was going to say no?
I wasn't nervous about that. I was just, I wanted the moment to be a nice moment, perfect, a memorable moment. And as many times as I can fumble and screw things up, I just was hoping that I didn't screw it up this time.
Okay. What's the protocol? Let's say you're in the strip club and she says, Alex, why don't you get a dance?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to say yes, or do you have to say, no, 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 I'm good. You know, I don't need to dance.
Let me tell you something. She did, and I didn't take the bait.
Okay,
I said,
that's
no.
A
no, I'm good, man. I got all I want right here, man.
I said, come on, I'm 43. I've been there and done that.
Now, is there anybody banned from the Oz Fest?
Why would somebody be banned already?
Like, would you let Donald Trump in if he wants to come? Would you let him in?
You know what? We would let him in. We would let the president in. Here's what I say. Part of Ozzy Fest is celebrating and enjoying, but part of Ozzy Fest is wandering into some new things that you normally wouldn't mess with. And so you might think that you're coming to Ozzy Fest because you love music. You might think you're coming to Ozzy Fest because you love food. But all of a sudden, you might find Deepak Chopra.
Right.
And you might say, you know what? I didn't think that was me, but that's interesting. Or you might come to Ozzy Fest not knowing how much you love sports and realizing that that's a little bit of what you want. So we're going to try and surprise people a little bit.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Malcolm Gladwell is going to be a good one. Have you had Malcolm on here?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we're excited about him.
Malcolm Strong.
Yeah, we have Malcolm up here. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Now, we had your back. I don't know if you listened to The Breakfast Club. We had your back.
Of course.
I think we even gave him Donkey today. Jose Canseco wants to come. Do you ban him?
Can't do that.
Wait, you can't ban him?
No, he can't come.
Oh. He's the only one that's banned.
Jose is banned. Jose's not coming.
That's the only person?
Jose's not coming. This is my partner right here. And Jose's not coming.
Jose, pop up, you got to swing, because Alex can't swing. You got to swing.
Yeah, he's not coming.
Well, we wish you guys the best. Ozzy Fest. And it'd be dope if The Breakfast Club could possibly broadcast there live. That would be pretty dope.
That would be amazing.
July 20th and July 21st.
It's happening, and if folks are interested, tickets are online, ozzyfest.com.
Okay.
Only now, one Z.
Oh, yeah, O-Z-Y.
Last
O-Z-Y.
Question I have, J-Lo working out.
Yeah.
Does that force you to work out more because you're like, I got to work out because she looks like she's 21?
And you have to do that diet that she did, too, with no sugar, no carbs. You have to do that,
no
too.
Yeah, no sugar, no carbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got into that mess together. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, it's a little bit more than that. It's not just working out, but it's just, I think, you know, yesterday's, you know, ROI when it comes to money is today's health and happiness.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think the world is changing. And I think Jennifer is at the forefront of that. She inspires me in every way, not just push me physically in the gym, mentally, emotionally. I think she's all our kind of true north.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing the no sugar, no carbs, none of that?
It's over.
I do. It doesn't happen all the time. Except for 10 days.
It's over now.
but let me tell you, 10 days, it works. It's a good cleansing. And we'll probably get back to it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us.
Thank you, guys. We love your show. And Breakfast Club is the real deal, baby.
Thank you. Tell them where they can get tickets one more time.
OzzyFest.com. People can hit it up right now.
One Z.
Okay.
O-Z-Y.
All right. It's Alex Rodriguez, Carlos Watson. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Again, happy anniversary to my wife.
Do you know?
We've been married 18 years. We've been together since we were 15 in high school.
Yeah, she was with Struggle Envy.
Yeah, she was with Struggle Envy. 5'2", glasses,
so you know
braces, pimple face. It was all bad. I had no game, no nothing. I don't even know why she stood. What she stood. Right. Maybe she felt bad.
Well, you're still kind of the same.
Shut up.
What? You haven't changed much.
Goodness gracious.
Isn't that a good thing?
No, I did change. I look better. I don't have pimples anymore. That Revolt's posting the old pictures. I don't have glasses anymore. I got Dr. De La Russo.
Gia was popping. So what did she see in you?
I don't know. Thank God she did. You know, I had to battle like a lot. I had to get like a lot of guys out to paint for her too. Like dudes were trying to kick it to her. I was like, that's my girl.
You think she regrets it? Like, man.
No, she doesn't regret it. It's my baby. 18 years. I had glasses, braces. That was all bad.
Like, I could have been with
pimple, 5'2". My name was DJ Shrimp at the time. She's seen through all that. She's seen through all that.
I see potential.
She's seen potential.
So she just stay with somebody if you just see potential.
Just see potential, man. You never know where it's going to go.
Right.
All right. Well, Charlamagne is out. So if you want to give somebody donkey today, we open up the phone lines. You can give somebody donkey today, whoever you want, your mama, your baby mama, your boss, your spouse.
Don't give your baby mama donkey the day after Mother's Day.
Co-worker. It doesn't matter. Your child. It doesn't matter. Give anybody you want donkey of the day. 800-585-1051. You can give him donkey today. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's do some good news. Let's talk about Cardi B and her Fashion Nova line and how well it did the first day that she put out these new clothes.
Okay. All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Drake Meek.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, congratulations to Cardi B and Fashion Nova. This is her second collection with Fashion Nova, and the line sold out almost completely within 24 hours. They said that it made the company $1 million on the first day of sales alone.
Wow. Go Cardi.
My goodness. Now, this is season two, so they did actually launch with nearly five times the amount of inventory as they did for the first collection, because I guess that first collection did so well, and it's still almost sold out. So congratulations to them. That's good money.
Yeah, shout to Cardi, man. I'm happy for her.
And then she celebrated her first Mother's Day as well yesterday, and Offset, of course, spoiled her. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
I'm not saying I got the best husband ever, but I really got the best husband ever. Freaking my baby. Hi, man. And my Birkins. Ooh, bitch. Ew.
That's dope, because she thought she wasn't going to see her baby on Mother's Day, so I guess he surprised her, bought the baby, some flowers, and two Birkins.
Yep, she was in South Carolina, so he popped up with baby culture, and they managed to celebrate the holiday together. So
that's dope.
I knew he was going to do that, though. Didn't you feel like that when she was complaining, like, oh, it's Christmas, Mother's Day, I have to work? I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to pop up.
I'm sure
she probably felt that, too.
Oh, I'm glad he did, though. I'm glad he did.
Yeah, so I'm glad that it all worked out. All right, now, Mother's Day yesterday. Woo, Megan Thee Stallion. On Friday, she was in Birmingham doing an interview, and, you know, her mother did pass away earlier this year. She died from brain cancer back in March, and it's been difficult for Megan Thee Stallion. You know, her mother was her manager. Her mother used to travel with her everywhere. She was up here With her mom. I had an opportunity to meet her mother as well. But unfortunately, one of the DJs did not realize, one of the hosts did not realize that her mother had passed away when he was doing an interview. Now it's Funny Maine, and he talked to her and asked about her mom. Check it out.
One of the viewers gonna bring your mom with you today. I know she travels with you a lot, but she's a manager and all that good stuff for you. And your mom was in the game before you, right? No, don't want to talk about it? Okay, we'll go other way then.
All right, so people were trying to attack him, but he did do a very classy post afterward. He said, I know folks want to see a train wreck, but it was an honest mistake. And I already apologized multiple times to the one person who deserved it. Sometimes you can research for hours and still miss important details. And that's what happened. I wanted to highlight her relationship with her mom for Mother's Day and just didn't know what I didn't know. Shout out to her for finishing the interview and being a class act in spite of everything. Apologies again to Meg, her family, and her true fans. I'll take the blame for this one. But my heart was in the right place.
Yeah, I mean, I seen people were mad, but it happens. I mean, like he said, you could do as much research as possible, and sometimes there's things that you miss. He wasn't trying to be an ass. He wasn't trying to be, you know, trying to hurt her feelings. He honestly didn't know. He made a slip up, and that's what it was. People are getting at him now, and I actually done that before too.
And he also, yeah, we all have.
No, I did the same type of thing.
I know, the Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I said something. I was like, yeah, how's your dad? He was like, Envy, I just said my dad died in 9/11. And
difference in that was that he had said it.
Yeah.
So that one was a little worse because you weren't paying attention to something really key.
Yeah, you're right.
And he also focused a lot of his stand-up was about that and a lot of what he had to say about 9/11. Mm-hmm. So that one, I don't know if I can forgive that one.
I apologize to Pete, too. But, I mean, things happen. I mean, I wasn't trying to be nasty with it. I just didn't do my homework all the way for that one.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It does. And I get it. It was definitely an honest mistake. And, you know, he did post also, he sent her a DM, and he lost his mother at age 7 as well. So he said he would never intentionally do that.
Right. Yeah, shout out to him, man.
And Megan Thee Stallion also revealed her track list for her first ever album, which is coming out on May 17th. It's called Fever, so that's out as well. Megan Thee Stallion is dope. Like, I was watching all her performance videos. Yeah, she's great. So shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. I think she's coming up here soon as well because she does have that album coming out.
Yep.
All right, Jess Hilarious has been having a hard time, apparently. She was on social media, and she was venting, so I want to see what you think about this because I did feel bad. Now, she was posting about people who are supposedly encouraging her but discouraging her the whole time. She posted what the person told her about how she's messing up her Hollywood chances. You're bigger than this. Your acting was great on The Rel Show. But believe me, they, the powers that are slowly acing you out. I know you want to do you, but just want you to be clear of your direction. So she said, y'all swear I'm mean. I'm heartless, man. This fish will swallow you whole if you let it. So I have to be tough, but I'm so tired of y'all. Real moment. Comments like that make me want to say, F it, I'm done. I swear, since my last big controversial blow up, I've tried changing my content, showing you guys a different side of me, the mom, remaining more positive, and nothing pleases anyone. Maybe I'm not meant for Hollywood, but so what? I still tried and I got my shot. Rel, I enjoyed it while it lasted. Maybe I'm meant to do something else. At this point, I don't know and I don't give a anymore. This ish ain't for everybody anyway. So she goes on to talk about all the things that people say about her. Everywhere I turn, she's not even funny. She ain't gonna make it. She ghetto. She ugly. She stupid. She hates gay people. She hates Muslims. She's a man. She's a homewrecker. She needs to humble herself. She do too much. She this, she that. She's going nowhere fast. I can't stand her. She tries too hard. She's annoying. She's a bad person. I'm sure that weighs on you when you see people saying all these negative things about you.
It does, but Jess is funny. Jess, she did great in Rel, but it gets to the point where you just can't let, you can't let Instagram and social media affect you and hurt you.
Also,
and
because I feel like she has a lot more support.
She does.
But it is, but I get it. Sometimes you hit your breaking point when someone you know personally says something negative to you, and then everything just piles up, and people do attack you. It could be something small that happens, or you can make a mistake, and you know.
But you see, I feel sometimes like social media is going to be the death of us. Like, we allow social media to affect our lives so much where people have an anxiety, they're thinking about suicide, they're thinking about all these different things.
You're thinking about canceling your whole career.
Yeah, like, you know, people got to just say F this social media
stuff.
And
you know what else, too, for Jess Hilarious? Social media is what made her the star that she is today. and now it's like she feels like it's turning on her. I think you need to just disconnect from that and concentrate on taking the acting and stand up to the next level. That's all.
All right.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, Donkey Today's up next. Charlamagne is out, so if you want to give somebody Donkey Today, 800-585-1051. Whoever you want to give Donkey to, your mama, your pappy, your son, your coworker, doesn't matter. 800-585-1051. Give somebody Donkey Today. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get Donkey of the Day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get Donkey of the Day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eye.
Bro. They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Hello, who's this?
Morning, Kwana.
Hey, mama, who you want to give Donkey today to?
My damn self.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
Right. It was Mother's Day, as we all know. So that at first, I wasn't going to do nothing. I'll just cook and relax. Mm-hmm. But then I had some white Henny, so I was like, get it, crack the bottle, Kwana. Drank the bottle. And I drank so many shots that I'm sitting here, I'm running late, trying to fight through traffic. I even went the wrong way today. And I go the same route every day. I'm just so mad at myself. I'm like, why are you such a donkey?
So wait, you drank a whole bottle of white Henny?
No. Well, damn near. Not like that, because I have been sipping on it before, but kind of, well, a little bit.
Are you still drunk now?
Yeah, she sounds it.
A little bit, maybe.
You're not driving, are you?
Girl, I ain't drunk. Well, I ain't driving. I can't get to work. No, I'm regular. I went to sleep for like 8 hours, so I'm fine.
Okay, woo.
All right, mama, thank you. Hello, who's this?
Shanika.
Hey, Shanika, who you want to give donkey today to?
To my kid's dad.
Wow, what happened?
He's a donkey.
What'd he do?
He doesn't do anything. Nothing. For his kids.
Damn. Wait, he got a name? You want to say his name?
So wait, he didn't do anything for the kids, or he never does anything, or he just didn't do anything yesterday?
Well, he bought a case of diapers for my daughter, but the last child support check I got was $10 in December.
So. Woo!
Yeah, he deserves it then.
Yeah, he's a donkey.
Yes.
Thank you, mama. Hey, who's this?
This Q.
Q, who you want to give Donkey today to?
Envy, I know you got to agree with me. I want to give Donkey a day to Game of Thrones, the killing Cersei five. Sorry.
Is that a spoiler?
I mean, it is a spoiler. But it was whack how they killed her, right?
It was whack as hell. I'm mad.
They should have cut her head off, like poked out her eyeballs, pulled her nipples off. Like, they
pulled her nipples
off?
Yeah,
she was a nasty person.
I'm glad I don't watch that show because I'm not
Arya
upset.
To kill her.
I know, right?
I wanted Arya to kill her.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of whack how she died, too. Like, I wanted something more.
Me, too.
All right. Thank you, mama.
Is there somebody with her who's mad, too?
Yeah, she was an evil person. Hello, who's this?
This is Darnell.
Darnell, who you want to give Donkey today to?
I want to give Donkey today to Tyrion and Jaime Lannister.
Wow, what happened?
Who are these people?
This is more Game of Thrones stuff. Why?
They were so stupid last night.
Why? Explain.
Tyrion went through everything, to let him go, got him to escape King's Landing.
I need you to get your thoughts together.
Yeah, you gotta get your thoughts together, man. You just mad. You just mad at Game of Thrones, bro.
I don't know what happened.
Brittany, what's up?
I wish I had her money.
Brittany, who you wanna give Donkey today to?
I wanna give Donkey today to my boyfriend's ex-wife, y'all.
Uh-oh.
This lady is crazy. Like, he left her, and she has gone as far as to hack the cameras in my house.
What?
From the video of us together.
So she watching y'all have sex?
Yeah, she sent us clips of us together.
Why is she doing that?
She's mad.
You should put on a show for her tonight. Like, you should say, and you should stop in the middle and be like, this is why you lost your man, because you can't do this, and you should go in.
Right. She's so pressed. She's so mad. She's like, you were with her last night. Like, yeah, we're together. Like,
that's my boyfriend.
Are you watching?
God damn. You need to tell the police or something. I would file a restraining order. That sounds a little crazy. That's illegal, too.
Yes, it is. We actually, we called the police, and when we called the police, he was still watching the cameras and was talking while the police were in there. They were like, just let her incriminate herself.
Oh, jeez. You should really go hard tonight on your husband and throw her the middle fingers in the camera while you doing it. Like, you should go hard.
Well, actually, it's her husband. He's my boyfriend.
Oh, wait a second. Wait. That's her husband?
I thought you said ex-husband.
Yeah, they're separated. They're not together anymore.
So it's estranged husband, but not ex-husband.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
That's a little kinky, but all right. Thank you, mama.
You're welcome.
She said, Well, actually, it's her husband.
Oh, yeah, it is her husband.
That so got
she,
weird.
She, yeah, so she could watch if she wanted. It's still her husband. All right. Donkey of the day, 800-585-1051. Now, when we come back, we're talking about washing legs, right?
Well, yeah, we saw this on The Shade Room, and this was all on Twitter. Before that, people were having this whole discussion about whether or not you wash your legs in the shower, and I couldn't understand why this is even a conversation, just like the washing chicken conversation, right? So some people don't wash their legs in the shower, apparently.
So what's the question? Do you wash your legs and feet in the shower? This is a nasty question.
Some people let the soap drip down, and they think that makes them clean.
585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I don't even know how or why we're talking about this, but we're talking about washing your legs and feet in the shower.
Yes, it turned into a big topic on Twitter, and then they brought it over to The Shade Room, and apparently some people don't wash their legs because they feel like this soap drips down enough. Those are the same people who don't wash chicken.
Right.
Before they cook it.
So we're asking 805.
Well, what do you do, Evie?
I'm going to tell you. 805-585-1051. Funny story, right?
Uh-oh.
So I was in the shower with my wife. And when we take showers, this is TMI. When we take showers, we wash each other.
I already know.
Right? So we wash each other. She washed me. I washed. It's some sexy-ish. If you ain't do it, do it. We just what we do. But she was like, you don't wash the bottom of your feet? And I was like, yeah. But I really thought about it. I was like, I really didn't.
You don't.
I really,
you think you're just standing there in the soap that drips
yeah,
down?
Yeah, I was like, yo, the soap's coming off of me anyway. And she was like, you have to scrub the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I do it all the time. But I thought about it, and I don't. Now I do. But I don't think I wash my feet for at least.
That's disgusting. How do you not wash the bottom of your feet?
I do it now.
So this is what I have a problem with. There's people who use the same loofah or the same washcloth on their whole body and their feet that they do, like, on their face, and I don't think you should do that. So first of all, the bottom of my feet, I have scrub in the shower, like an exfoliant scrub, and I wash the bottom of my feet with the scrub. And then I wash the rest of my body with a loofah. And then I wash my face with a different scrub.
Right. I wash my face with my hands. I do have a butt washcloth.
You have a washcloth just for your butt?
Just for the butt, yeah. And I change it every other day. Because my butt is
I'm sure.
Yes. All right. I poop a lot. I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, this is too much. This is too much. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Melissa.
Melissa, do you wash your feet?
Yeah. Where did this conversation come from?
Envy doesn't wash his feet.
I didn't at first. I just didn't think about it. You know,
how do you wash your feet? You wash it with your hands or you have something you wash it with?
I have something I wash it with.
No, I'm asking her, not you.
A washcloth. Envy, why don't you wash your feet?
I do wash my feet. At first, I didn't because I didn't think about it.
Now, do you use that same washcloth on the rest of your body?
Yeah.
Now, that's a little weird.
But you're in the shower, so you wash and then you scrub.
Wait a minute. So the same poo-poo that you get out the back of your butt, you put in your front and in your vagina? And you wash your face with that?
There shouldn't be poop in your butt, by the way.
You got poopy face if that's the case. What's so funny?
And she tried to go at you, right? Meanwhile,
you don't change your washcloth, nasty
ass. She got dirty
ass.
Feet in her butt.
Siobhan, good morning.
Good morning.
Siobhan, it says you're a big girl.
Yeah, I am.
It says.
Now, that's what it says. I'm reading the thing. It says Siobhan's a big girl. Now, how big is big, Siobhan?
I'm not big, like, no 300 pounds. I'm like 219. But I'm saying, when I take me, first of all, no female should take no bath, period. That's just disgusting. Because you're laying in the tub and all that dirty work getting back up in your U-Haul, that's nasty. I take a shower. I have two washcloths. One for my private parts and the other one is for my legs, my arms, my chest, and my back, and my feet.
Siobhan?
So wait, you use the same one on your feet you use on the rest of your body. What about if flip-flops all day and your feet is dirty on the bottom?
No. I have two of them.
Okay.
So my feet's the last thing I wash on my body. That's the last thing I wash. Tim got three because I wash my face and water with old stuff and washcloth. So my kids say that I got OCD when it comes to my body, and I do. I'm sorry.
So you have three washcloths?
Yeah, I do. That's just, I got OCD. I just can't. It's just nasty.
How often do you wash your washcloths?
I wash my clothes every other day. So I wash my washcloth every other day. My laundry bill is about $400 a month because that's how long I have my washing machine constantly flowing.
I feel you. Okay.
Siobhan?
Yes.
Let's be honest. I'm not that big, but sometimes it's hard to bend down to get the bottom of my feet.
I can bend down. Trust me, believe you. My tub, I got the old-fashioned
Siobhan,
tub. I bend down.
Siobhan?
And I put my feet up. Listen.
If you weigh 250, there's no way you comfortably wash the bottom of your feet.
Why you adding extra counter told me. I said
219. 18.
Right? What are you doing?
You said 219. You said 219 before. Which one is it, Siobhan?
It's 219, but what are you doing? Why are you adding extra counters on me?
I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure.
Some people be having a little stool to sit down in the shower.
No, I'm not old now. Come on now. That's crazy.
Thank you, Siobhan.
You're welcome.
800-585-1051. Do you wash your feet? Do you wash your legs? I don't know where this conversation
Evie
is coming
from.
Evie
just started washing his feet, so he's excited.
I did. I ain't gonna front. I did. All right. But call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about washing your feet and washing your legs. Now, where
I can't
did this
believe
come
we even have to have this discussion, but apparently on Twitter, there was a whole conversation about people who don't wash their legs and then, therefore, don't wash their feet because they feel the soap dripping down is enough to clean their legs.
Right.
Now, and you know what else, too? I shave my legs every time I'm in the shower.
Me, too.
So I have to soap them up and then shave. And so I don't really even have a choice. But, Envy, you also didn't used to wash the bottom of your feet.
I did not. I just didn't know. Hello, who's this?
I didn't know.
It's Alyssa.
Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you wash your legs and feet?
Listen, this is the most white people-ish I've ever heard coming from the white girl who got Starbucks on the way to work. Wash your legs. Wash your feet. It is disgusting.
Also, wash behind your ears. Some people don't wash behind their ears.
I had that problem.
Everywhere. I
had that problem,
too. From the head to the toe, wash it all.
Thank you.
Why is that camera guy like, why is this a white thing?
I had that problem, too, with washing behind my ears, right?
Yeah, wash behind your
when
ears.
I was a kid,
that's disgusting.
My mom went behind my ears with a Q-tip and got so
ooh, that's so gross. You had schmegma behind your ears.
I had all types of stuff.
Guess why, too? Our camera guy said he doesn't wash his testicles.
That's disgusting. Our camera guy is disgusting. Hello, who's this?
He doesn't wash his testicles. Don't you wash yours?
Stinky.
Hey, this is Mia from Detroit.
Hey, shout out to the D.
What's going on? On my way to work right now. I wash everything with all the Dove soap. Get it in, get all the crisps around and everything. But I also want to piggyback my baby daddy, Dunkie, today because he trifling. He fought a paternity court, which was free in Atlanta. And he just trifling. He never seen my baby, 4 months. Mm. And he never seen my baby, but he act like he know me when he see me out. I don't got time for that, so we get the Dunkie of the day.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's slide that in.
Everything, ladies, and men, make sure y'all use that soap and let it sit. Let it sit for a minute before you wash it off. Let it sit so it can be getting your skin.
That's right.
And I think that, and for my Dunkie of the day, that Flint water compromises brain cells, and I should have left alone when that Flint crisis hit, but I didn't. So I
she's all over the place.
Maya, you talk a lot, Maya, but have a good day.
But and
you
I just,
too, you too.
And I just want to encourage people to also use a scrub besides just using the regular soap. Use that exfoliant scrub. It feels so good. Make your skin nice and soft.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Anthony. How you doing, man?
Anthony, what's up, bro? Do you wash your feet, man?
Nope.
I mean, I knew it. Look, I put a generous amount of soap on my upper body. That soap runs down, and I got a detachable shower here, so I make sure it's got good pressure, too. So, you know, I run down, you know, I get the soap running down, and I hit the legs, and I see dirt coming off. So,
you do a little bidet. You have dirt coming off your legs?
You have dirt coming off your feet,
right,
man.
Well, yeah, you got other issues.
Off, you know, it's clean. So, you know, I don't actively go down there and scrub like that. I mean, you know, nah, I'm straight.
Yeah, you just let it slide down.
Your sheets must be filthy, bro.
Nah, my feet are deep. I mean, you know, I could probably use one of them. What's that, a manicure, pedicure, what's that called?
I say your feet are dirty. I see your sheets in your bed with your dirty-ass feet.
I'm saying, I'm feeling like I said, I got good water pressure, you know, I'm saying I get there, and I hit it with the water, and it's good,
And there's nothing worse than when you wear flip-flops around all day, and then you look at the bottom of your feet, and you're like, ugh.
When I wear slides, I got socks on, I ain't got time.
You wear socks with slides? Okay.
Yeah, you know, all the college dudes do it all the time. That's why I went to college doing that, so yeah. And plus, in Arizona, it's hot, so, you know, that's how
we do. Why not take your socks off if it's hot?
Nah. Because, you know, I ain't want my feet getting all sweaty and then I'm sliding in my slides. You feel me?
But so your feet not going to be sweaty in socks?
Nah. You know, because it's going to soak it up. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's cool.
Thanks for giving us game.
While I got y'all, I want y'all to check out my homie clothing brand. It's called Dingo 0925.
Nope, you got dirty feet. We ain't messing out.
Dingo 9025?
Dingo, yeah, it's my homie. It's not mine. It's Dingo. So it's D-N-G-O. 0925. D'Angelo, I know you dope. I know you tripping if y'all know why, but you go like it too if you look at it. You feel me? But yeah, it's mydingo.com, M-Y-D-N-G-O.
My dingo.
All right, my dingo.
My dingo, it is not a porn site, I promise.
Okay.
M-Y-D-N-G-O.com.
Make sure you spell it right.
All right. Well, moral of the story, wash your damn feet.
Okay.
That's what
I got. Well, Evie just learned that, by the way.
I told it, me and my wife were in the shower. We wash each other, and I didn't wash her legs. And she was like, "You don't wash your feet?" And I was like, "Yeah."
The bigger issue is our camera guy doesn't wash his testicles.
That's disgusting, man. That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
What'd I do?
You nasty. We got rumors coming up, E?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Star. That show has been canceled. Also, find out what couple reunited and might be possibly doing an album together.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Drake.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Damn, Envy, Drake is killing you in these streets. I heard he's having a plane show while you're having a car show.
He is.
He just turned a 767 cargo plane into his own personal Air Drake. Congratulations to him. He's got the OVO owl symbol on the side.
Yeah, I seen it. Looks a little smaller.
That's his logo.
Yeah. I'm just hating.
Just because the plane is so big, the logo looks small.
No, I'm just joking. The jet looks dope, man. Congratulations. That's inspiration. That's what inspires me sometimes. When you see other people like you doing it, and you be like, damn.
Other people like you. Did you just compare yourself to Drake?
No, that looks like you. You know what I mean?
Drake and you look alike now.
Our community. He's black. I'm just saying, people that look like you is inspiration. You like to see other brothers doing well, so you could be like, damn, I need to step up.
Do you and Drake look alike?
No, we don't look alike.
You just said somebody who looks like you.
You know what I mean.
All right, well, congratulations to him. It looks amazing.
Shout out to Drake.
I'm looking at all the pictures.
His crib look crazy, too. If you see Drake's new crib, his crib look crazy, too. Drake is just, woo.
And you know who else is doing it? Rihanna. She's got her own high-end fashion line and is coming through LVMH, Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy. That's amazing because they haven't launched a new line since 1987. So mm-hmm. It's the first fashion brand that they're launching since then. So you know that's going to be incredible. So that's great news for Rihanna.
Can
so
we get some music, Riri?
Congratulations to her. She's doing it. Can she finish making her business moves?
I just want to hear some music,
Music is
Riri.
Coming, but just relax. Let her go out here and get these coins for real.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, Star has been canceled for everybody that's a fan of the Fox series Star. Unfortunately, it has been canceled. They did thank everybody who laughed, cried, sang, and danced with us. Thank you for the best 3 years. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
I have no idea what Stars is. I've never seen it before.
Star,
I have no clue.
Not Stars.
That too. I've
it's
never
Lee
seen
Daniels'
that too.
Show. They always comes on after Empire.
Oh.
And we had Ryan Destiny up here. You don't remember?
No.
All right, Lamar Odom has a book coming out. It's called Darkness to Light.
Mm-hmm.
Could be about Charlamagne. sorry, I couldn't resist. We were right. Looking at this old throwback picture. All right, so he's giving an intimate look into his life like never before. It's his exclusive and revealing memoir, which recounts the highs and lows of fame and his struggle with his demons along the way to self-discovery and redemption.
He's been a long way. He's from Queens, New York, man. He fought a lot. While people were in the drug game, he played basketball. I know I believe one of his family members was strung out on drugs, and he beat the odds. He made it to the NBA, and then he just had a habit, man. I hope he kicked that habit.
All right, now Blac Chyna got into it. Apparently, she got into some type of altercation with her stylist, mm-hmm. with her hairdresser, and things ended allegedly with her pulling a knife on her stylist, who then started throwing soda cans at Blac Chyna's car. Here's what her stylist had to say.
I have to use these for anything else other than, you know, quenching my thirst. Like, I bought this yesterday, and this is the only thing I had to defend myself because it's the only thing we'll wait.
Now, what could be so bad that you're going to start throwing cans of ginger ale at me?
I don't know, but she said all over not wanting to pay for your hair services. Like, really? So allegedly, that's the reason.
Nobody calls the police anymore, makes a police report. They just start throwing soda cans and threatening people with knives?
I don't know, but she also had to call the police when she allegedly got into a fight with one of her makeup artists, and the police were called at that point, too.
Mm.
All right, Jhené Aiko and Big Sean have reunited. Now, we all know she put out that song, Triggered Freestyle, which was inspired by Big Sean, and now they are maybe working on a part two of their joint album, 2088. So we'll see what happens.
Does she get the tattoo back now? Because I know she got a Big Sean face.
I don't think that happens that quickly.
Oh, okay.
And we don't know that means that they're together, but she posted a picture of the two of them together, and she put, today was a good day.
Okay.
So maybe the two of them are just becoming friends.
Hopefully
maybe they're
work
getting
it out.
That together. Maybe not. But I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Get your request in. 800-585-1051. And I'm going to start off with Tony, Tony, Tony. It's our anniversary.
I knew it.
I mean, it's 18 years. I've been together. We've been married 18 years. Been together like 24. It's my baby. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
Yes, sir.
From the New York Yankees, CC Sabathia. Woo! And we got our guy that, you know, don't follow him on Instagram because sometimes it don't be true.
still sports agent extraordinaire.
Yes. Yes. Pekas.
What's up?
Now, CeCe, you got your second annual celebrity softball game.
Yeah, May 16th.
Now, you see, we got our jerseys in here.
I know. Y'all still got your jersey. Y'all coming this year? You going to play?
I didn't even know about it until Envy started talking about it.
I'm going to try to play this year. I hurt my knee the other day, so I don't know
excuses.
If I'm
going
to.
Oh, just all of a sudden you hurt your knee?
Charlamagne, you playing?
When is it?
May 16th at the stadium.
I ain't going to be here.
That's a damn lie.
Do we have to know? Do we have to be good to play?
It's Thursday.
It's next week.
Oh, no, I'll be here. Yeah.
All right. Do we have to be good to play, though?
I'll pull up, but I ain't going to play.
Nah, you ain't got to be good.
It's going to be fun. It was a good time last year. We had a bunch of people come out, raise a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Fat Joe is coming. Jamie Foxx will be playing. Yeah. Michael Strahan is one of the coaches, so it should be good.
Now, what does the money go to? A lot of
my pitching
ask.
Foundation. Mm-hmm. And we do backpack giveaways. We renovate fields all over the country and just try to help kids in the inner city through sports and education.
Now, this is your last year, so you say. Because you're pitching
this
amazing.
This is it.
How do you know this is it?
I can feel it. Okay. I'm old, man. My body is old.
Yeah.
But you're pitching great. The Yankees
I feel
are doing
good.
Well.
Yeah, we've been playing good, but... This is it.
Is
I'm going to leave it all out there this
right.
year.
Right.
Yeah.
How does it feel going into these stadiums, like your last time into these stadiums, into these
You know
fields?
What? I haven't thought about it. Just because if I was on a team that wasn't trying to win a championship, then I could focus on, like, my own stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we trying to win. So, like, my main focus is going out and just trying to win a game every day. So I don't get caught up in, like, my last time going to L.A. or, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, trying to win baseball.
You've been
games.
Doing this since you were, like, what, 5 years old?
Yeah, I started playing baseball. I was 4 years old.
And you ready to let it go?
I am.
But you're going to definitely still be commentating and everything.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wear, like, a suit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like you need to wear a suit to talk about sports. So if they have me doing that, then I won't
You'll
be commentating.
You wear a nice sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Have you started to think about life after baseball?
Yeah. Some of that stuff. I got a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, my kids are getting older. I have a kid that's a freshman in high school. So just being able to watch him play. And then I want to work for the Yankees, you know, like do a special assistant, try to help some of the young kids mm-hmm. and, you know, talk pitching and talk baseball.
I want to come to this, but I don't want to play because I feel like I would disappoint whatever team I'm on. But I can participate. Like, can I, like, hold the bat and hand it to somebody and things like that?
You can do whatever you want. But you ain't going to disappoint. Like, it's just having fun. You know what I'm saying? We all coming out to have fun.
Because I don't know.
You look like you could work out.
That's one sport. When I was in high school, I played softball. And one day we had to play the boys, and I was pitching, and then the ball hit me right, because playing the guys is different than playing the girls. So I'll never forget this guy. His name is Nelson Ramos.
Never forget his name.
And it hit the ball right back, and it smacked me in the head. I had the imprint from the stitching of the baseball
That's
on
what
my
most
forehead.
People quit, though. When they get hit with
After
the ball,
After that, I never touched it again.
Yeah.
Do you get advice about retirement from your friends like Pekka's, though? Because Pekka's retired from the music industry and went on to something
but
else.
But now he's still working, though.
He's still working.
Yeah, but he's moving on to a whole other field, though.
Yeah.
But he's still very in it. I think sports and music are so related.
They work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think he's so good at both, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because they are so related. And every athlete wants to be a rapper, and I feel like every rapper wants to be an athlete. It's all the same.
How much do you still do in music, Pekka's?
I mean, I do a lot because I do brand development for Roc Nation. So now I deal with all the brands and things like that
gotcha.
For artists and entertainers and athletes. So it gives me a wide variety to deal with. And plus, I'm Puerto Rican, so Fat Joe never lets me really go too far.
Gotcha.
By the way, you know, Fat Joe's one of the illest pitchers in the Bronx
I
in the
that.
History
I heard.
Of softball. It's a true story. You got to see him
Does
come
he still
out.
Got it, though? I guess we have to see.
We're about to find out.
We're going to find out May 16th.
How do y'all determine who's the illest pitcher in the Bronx?
I just heard the story. I'm waiting for the game to see it. So.
How do y'all see that?
You know, because he got, like, you know, CeCe just achieved a very big thing this year, by the way.
3,000
strikeouts.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I love that Kid Pekka's mic is all clap.
You know what I mean? So, you know, Fat Joe has about 6,000 strikeouts.
Okay.
So that's how you equate it.
Now, CeCe, can you play in a game like this? Because I know, like, in other sports, you can't really play in these celebrity games. What if you get injured?
Yeah, I'll just be hanging out. Mm-hmm. I'll be one of the coaches. I wish I can. Hopefully, if I can do it next year, I'm going to play for sure.
Well, then that's not so intimidating now. Because I was like, look.
Nah,
I'm like,
it'll be fun. It's like everybody comes out and play, so it'll be good.
When you retire, why not take some time for yourself? Why are you just going to jump right back into working?
I feel like I need to be doing something, though. Like, I don't want to just be laying around the house, you know what I'm saying? Like,
plus, you love it.
Yeah, I feel like I can help some of the guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'll take some time off, go travel a little bit, go back to Africa, take a trip with the family, but, I want to be around and try to help as many guys as I can, so, I want to get started as soon as possible.
Even though you are retiring this year, when did you first start saying, you know what, I'm about to walk?
Man, like,
it had to be a couple years ago.
3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
We kept rumors. That's why I don't know if you're going this year.
Nah, but I came out and said it this time. But, every offseason, I've been having surgery the past 5 or 6 offseasons on my knee. So, you know, I'm just tired of getting cut open. And you know, I'm just ready to relax and, travel and enjoy the family.
Where are some places you plan to go?
I definitely want to go back to Africa. I want to go to Bali. Mm-hmm. Maldives, I seen Envy and the family took the family there.
Beautiful
like
place.
A great trip.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the pyramids, Egypt. Mm-hmm. Take the kids, take the girls to Paris.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah, I want to do some travel.
If you don't go out winning a World Series, would that disappoint you?
Yeah, for real.
He said, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, just playing for the Yankees. That's what we do.
Yeah,
that's our ultimate goal. We haven't won in 10 years, so these last 10 years have been disappointing. You know, so. Yeah, it's going to be hard to sleep if I can't go out with a parade, for sure.
Are you close? Y'all think y'all close?
Yeah, we good.
Hell yeah.
I mean, and we got everybody hurt right now. We still pretty good. Mm-hmm. So when we get our guys back and the mentality of this team, the grittiness, I think we're going to be hard to beat.
We look forward to playing this year.
I'm going to come and I'll see what happens. If uncomfortable, maybe I'll sub in for somebody.
Yeah.
If someone, you know.
Just come and get the gear. We got Jordans and everything. You get the jersey.
We're playing softball, right? Underhand pitches?
Underhand pitching.
Okay. All right.
Fat Joe's pitching.
He probably still throw it fast underhand.
Well, he's labeled.
And I don't know what
coach.
His aim is like.
Who's the guy to hit you in the head? Nelson Ramos. We need you at Yankee Stadium.
The worst part of the story is that he ran around the bases before he checked to see if I was okay.
You got to score first.
Hold on. All right. Goodness gracious. May 16th, Yankee Stadium. Get your tickets right now. Yankees.com/CCSoftball or pitch.org.
You playing, right, Pekka? So your rotator cuff is still
base.
Messed up.
Don't worry about it. I'm saving surgery for this game.
I just got distracted because Tyra Banks is on the new cover of Sports Illustrated. Lord have mercy.
That's new?
Yeah, it just came out today. 45 years old.
She ain't got nothing on Amber Sabathia.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm just showing the fellas that we ain't doing nothing wrong. It's a good cover.
It's just a dope cover.
That's all.
I don't want to see it. Keep it over there.
We talking sports.
I want to see it.
We got a sports agent. We got CC Sabathia Sports. Sports Illustrated.
What sport is that?
Sports.
Oh, my God.
Sports Illustrated.
Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Make sure you get your
tickets May 16th, Yankee Stadium, CC Sabathia Celebrity Softball Game. Be there, all right? And guys, I need both of your guys called for my car show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
All right, both of them.
Yeah.
Why you smiling like that, man?
Why you making it sound like they got one car?
You
need
one from CC and one
from Pekka. I already hit you. I told you it was in there. I want it there.
Enough said. All right, it's The Breakfast Club and CC Sabathia Pekka's.
Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys. That's Nike boys hopping our coast. Way too big when we pull up, give me the loot.
Give me the loot.
Was off the Remy, had up at post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they joking, man, know the crackers with you was a news.
Sunset.
Surrender retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us for weeks.
So and sad.
Surrender retreat, we all in too deep.
Way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these I made off records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function into Bonnaroo. Told her hop in, you coming too. In the 305, treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. Have to slot the top off, it's just a roof. She said, where we going? I set the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean, it's just a pool. Now I gotta open, it's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the glue.
So and sad.
Shorty face, Tommy out the blue.
So and sad.
Yeah. Astro.
So and sad, mother.
Yeah.
So and sad.
Yeah. Hey. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half of the half of 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light, hey, like a light, hey. Like a light, ayy. Slept through the flight, ayy. Not for the night, ayy. 767, man, this shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, made a right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. Think it's sweet, no, never. It's on sight, yeah. Nothing nice, yeah. Vegas in my eyes, Jesus Christ, yeah. Checks over stripes, yeah. That's what I like, yeah. That's what we like,
yeah.
Lost my respect, yeah. You not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that wetty like on Shaq. See the shots that I took. Wet like on Book. Wet like on Lizzie. I be spinning valley circle blocks till I'm busy. Like where is he? No one seen him. I'm trying to clean him. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands.
Woo.
I did half a 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light,
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 yeah. Like a light,
like a light.
Yeah, Pastor Dawson Shelly sending texts, ain't sending kites. Yeah, he say keep that on lock. I say you know this shit is tight. Yeah, it's absolute.
Yeah,
I'm back with boo.
It's lit.
LaFerrari. Jamba Juice, yeah. We back on the road, they jumping off no parachute. Yeah, shorty in the back, she say she working on the glutes. Yeah,
oh my God.
Ain't by the book, yeah. It's how it look, yeah. By the check, yeah. Just check the foots, yeah. Pass this to my daughter, I'ma show her what it took.
Yeah.
Baby mama cover Forbes, got these other shook, yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. And let me shout out to everybody that's got your ticket to the car show that's going down September 7th. I can't wait for you guys to see some of the dope cars, celebrity cars, exotic cars, just people hooking up their cars, man. If you haven't got your tickets, hit up Eventbrite. Shout to Lincoln Tech for sponsoring it. It's going to be September 7th. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a family day. We're going to have jumpies for kids. We're going to have face painters. We're going to have all types of stuff. So make sure you get your tickets, and I can't wait to see you guys there. Now, Yee.
Yes.
You got a positive note for the people?
Yes, and today's positive note comes from Samantha from Sex and the City. She says, I will not be judged by your society. I will wear whatever and whomever I want as long as I can breathe and kneel.
She said, I can whoever I want?
Just be positive, Emmy.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes. Real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place.
Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.